In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The more I hear about how people are different in our culture, the more I become aware of how much we are really alike. I believe it was a Boston politician who said that all politics are local. And I think the same could be said of pastoral care. Every community has its needs, and each local district has its share of sickness and suffering. And what a local pastor does is that he brings to the sick and the suffering the gifts of healing that come from the hand of Jesus Christ, the physician of souls, who healed the creation through the shedding of his blood. James, the brother of our Lord, whom we recognized for the first time last week, was the pastor of a small house church in Jerusalem and the first bishop of a persecuted church that was hidden within her walls. When James speaks of the suffering and the sick, he does so as a pastor. And yet one who had observed the miraculous power of his brother as Jesus cast out demons, healed lepers and others with debilitating illnesses, and raised the dead. James knew that to heal people was to connect them to the flesh of Christ crucified, who had conquered death by his death. The suffering that James witnessed, however, involved more than physical sickness. Persecution brings a suffering all its own that may be, in some cases, even worse than physical sickness. The fear of persecution led many Pharisees to hypocrisy, and James was well aware of the struggle in Jerusalem to remain a Christian, when it would have been so easy to give in to the pressure and join the old familiar ways of Judaism. Such oppression could become so fierce that no human remedy would prevail. That is why, from very early on, pastors brought to suffering people the only thing they had that could make a difference. They brought Christ through word and prayer. And so James' pastoral solution was the same then as it is today. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. And as a Jew, James never prayed outside of the Word of God. And to bring the word is to bring God's presence and God's food, and that means bringing Christ. Pastors pray in view of God's speaking, to bring the suffering closer to God, so that they might come to understand that God has not abandoned them. But what about these unsettling words? Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Here, local politics come into play. Olive oil was a staple in the life of the Mediterranean world at the time of Jesus and even now. You cooked with oil, you bathed with it, and you used it for medicinal purposes. Early Christian baptisms used water and oil because that's how one bathed. And because Christ was anointed with the Holy Spirit in the Jordan River, Christians became the anointed ones by water, spirit, and oil in the name of the Lord. Early on, pastors brought Christ to the sick through his body and blood in Holy Communion. By word and prayer, bread and wine, Christ's presence filled the sick and suffering with life, his life, a life that was spent out by absorbing their sickness and suffering into his wounded body that finally took his life. To anoint with oil by a sign of the cross on the forehead reminded the physically broken of their baptism, where spiritual brokenness was restored and eternal healing was given. Christ is, in fact, the physician of bodies and souls. For baptism, for the remission of sins, causes us to look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. When the pastor comes to your sick room, remember to confess your sins and be healed by the absolution that comes from Christ himself. Christ's care of souls comes through your pastor, who speaks Christ's word, prays Christ's prayer, and feeds you Christ's body and blood. For as James the Just says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.